We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire DFS show. I'm Adam Zdroik, joined by Ryan Belangi. Ryan, you're back. How was the weekend?
NFL went okay, but soccer didn't go too great. What was it? Oh, yeah, USA on Saturday. I mean, I was on USA, as people probably know, so that didn't go too well. Yesterday, didn't have Lewandowski. Felt a bit unlucky there. What else? Something else happened. I don't know.
Mbappe went off yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, of course I had Mbappe, but
England had three. Pickford clean sheet. Kane had a goal. Just a goal, I guess. Foden. Jordan Henderson.
No, I did okay yesterday.
Your guy, Jordan Henderson.
My guy, Jordan Henderson. Yeah, I was just upset at myself because when that guy didn't start for Senegal, Papa Gay, I could have switched to Henderson and instead I did something different. Anyways.
Yeah, I went to Declan Rice. We don't need to talk about that, but we just got done watching the Japan-Croatia PK situation. There's been a lot of bad PKs in the World Cup. We had early on, it was like you want PK takers in your team, and now it seems like I don't know if you want PK takers. They're all nervous. Everyone is nervous. But we're talking Tuesday's slate at DraftKings, and this one, for all these two-game slates, the prices have been pretty lenient to where you can almost play whoever you want. And just looking at the odds here, Spain 61% chance to win, Portugal 50%. Similar in terms of clean sheets. Spain's a little better in terms of that, but just pretty simple here to plug in who you want in your lineup. And we're just looking at forward, and I guess I'll throw in Bruno Fernandes here. We got Dani Olmo, 9,400, Cristiano Ronaldo, 7,800, Bruno Fernandes, 9,200. Plug these three guys in for cash games.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it seems like, I mean, yeah, it's like you said, pricing's pretty soft. Pretty easy decisions, I guess. I mean, there's only two games. Like, where else are you going to go? You're not going to play Morocco or Switzerland. They don't really have any cash forwards anyways. Right. Are you going to pay $8,700 for Morata? Probably not. You know, Cristiano seems a bit cheap. You know, you said maybe we don't want to play PK takers. Ronaldo's one that I think we still want to play.
I think seems one of the guys, someone with the least amount of pressure would be Ronaldo and Messi in terms of PK situations. I'll just say that. Granted, we did have Lewandowski, whatever happened with him. So maybe you know, nerves.
And
just
Messi everyone. Missed one against somebody too.
That's right? True.
Two games ago. but yeah, pretty simple to just plug those three in, I think. And I think obviously you're going to play Rafael Guerrero for Portugal at defense. He's a lock for 4,800. I think. So there's four guys, right?
I think the big question when we get into it a little bit here is who do you want from Switzerland or Morocco? And
That seems pretty easy too. Maybe
oh,
not though. Like, maybe
does
somebody wants. Maybe
it?
somebody wants Shaqiri.
Do you want to play your guy Ruben Vargas? Is that what you're going to say?
I think he's the second best option.
Okay.
Maybe the best. He might be the best actually, but it's close. That's second best, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say if Ronaldo was maybe in the Morata price range or in the 9K price range, we'd maybe would have another question, but he's at 7,800. He has the same odds as Morata to score. I mean, he's just too cheap. I mean, Ronaldo is always overplayed. He's always too popular because of name value. But at 7,800, you can't fade him in this spot. In cash games, we're talking, obviously, because, I mean, you can go. There are obviously other pivots that you can do for these teams if you don't want Olmo, if you don't want Ronaldo. I mean, it depends who starts for Spain. But if Morata starts, Ferran Torres, doesn't seem like he's going to start, but we'll see. João Felix has had a decent tournament. I mean, there are guys. Bernardo Silva is down at 5,700 after, not really doing too much in the first two matches. But I mean, he's still 5,700 here. He seems like a pretty good pivot in tournaments, at least. And I don't know, would you actually consider him in cash games if you, I don't know, maybe utility spot or in the midfield even?
Yeah, I think just because he's 5,700, unfortunately,
Right, that's just like really cheap here.
7K Bernardo Silva. You wouldn't even look at, but if you want to play Shaqiri, I guess maybe that's the move. But or you play him at util, like you said. Just because he's 5,700, annoying because it's Bernardo Silva, but there's not much on this slate.
Shaqiri, 7,700. You're actually considering him for cash games, or is this just a pure tournament move?
Oh no, I'm not considering him,
Okay,
but
but you
he was
can.
he
You can.
no I mean you can, I guess. I mean people played him way more than I thought last slate, and he crushed, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not gonna play him. Oh no, he didn't even crush. He scored a goal and scored 14.
Yep.
Yeah, so no, I mean, he's not in consideration for me.
Yeah, otherwise at midfield, Ziyech, 8K. Again, this is just like a pretty. It's like
It's just a nightmare spot.
Portugal and Morocco, or Portugal and Spain are going to have the majority of possession in these matches. And so that's not when you want to play like the floor guys and hope for a bunch of corners or a bunch of crosses from them because they're not going to have the ball as much. So, like 8K for Ziyech. Ziyech is more expensive than Ronaldo. It's. I mean, what are you trying to get? You're trying to get some kind of goal from Ziyech, obviously, but you're not going to get a 10-point floor from him, are you?
I don't think so. I mean, we've seen Spain conceding goals, but that's just about the worst matchup that Ziyech can have. I mean, Switzerland have the better matchup against Portugal, and that's not a very good matchup either.
So you said Vargas was the second option. I looked at Sow for Switzerland. If he starts, he's 3,900. Sabiri's in here. I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about. Chaka's 3,700. You got some defensive
I mean,
midfielders here.
maybe you won't figure it out because maybe I'm the only one that would feel this way. Maybe Vargas is the best option. I don't know.
Well, where are you looking? What's the
I mean,
answer?
it's gotta be Granit Xhaka for 3,700.
Oh,
I mean, for me,
Chaka. Okay, I did run through him.
I mean,
Too cheap for your Arsenal guy. Yeah, sorry,
I mean, he's
sorry.
just. What a turnaround it's been for Xhaka. He's been great for Switzerland too. He's playing 90 minutes. He plays a little bit further forward. He rips shots whenever he can. I mean, then you have Vargas, who, as an underdog, might have a couple sets. Obviously, probably has a better chance at a goal or an assist, but definitely going to get subbed. Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's just pretty easy. If you need it, like if you, I don't know, maybe you don't need to do that though. I was looking, it depends what you do in other spots. Do you need to go as low as 3,700? I don't think it's a bad move.
Yeah, you just look at the match against Brazil when he had two fouls committed and nothing else, and he's always in play for a yellow card. Three fouls committed against Serbia, that is the worry, and kind of why I went to Sao personally. He's
You don't
just,
think he could put up a zero?
I mean, I think all these guys could put up a zero, but
You know, Sal's fine. I'm just saying, like,
you're just.
he has zero potential as well. I mean,
Well, I think like, he at least draws fouls, and I mean he's not committing as many fouls as Xhaka, and that's kind of what I look at. Like, is this guy in danger of getting a yellow card because Portugal have the majority of possession and he's going to be defensive a lot? I just feel like Xhaka, that yellow card is just sitting there for him.
it is sitting there for him. I agree.
I mean, yes, Sal may only get in 70 minutes, but maybe he gets 4 points, doesn't get a yellow card.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, I
it's
mean
probably
it.
just the bias. You know, I like I said, I'm the only one who feels this way.
Yeah, I mean we're talking about $3,900 and $3,700 players here, so there's not.
Right.
I mean, you also got
There's
if you want to go further down, Remo Freuler is down here. Seems like he's set for 90, but you're kind of looking at a 2 point floor almost from him.
Yeah, I mean,
Is there
I don't know if there's a
Morocco
right
guys
answer.
down here? Yeah, there isn't really. There.
Amrabat's 3K. He plays 90. I mean, if you needed it, if we're talking about these other guys. Can't be the
He,
worst thing ever.
yeah, he is a yellow card option as well. Eight fouls committed. Unahi, he's in this range as well. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I want to say a guy has stood out. A couple guys have stood out in prior slates, but this one feels like these sub 4K guys, no one really stands out, and they're all kind of just like. They're here, and you're hoping that you don't get negative points is kind of what you're banking on from them. But yeah, like you said, maybe you don't even have to go there.
You can play Vargas, though. I mean, it's pretty easy to play Vargas. I think it's a fine price tag. You know, I'm not like, I said he's probably the best option. You know, if he was 6K, then no, but.
Yeah, Vargas. Pedri is down here at 4,400.
I just mean we need the third team, you know? I
True.
guess you could get it somewhere else. Maybe you could, yeah, actually, you could get it at second defender for sure.
Yeah,
That's
so
fine too.
for defender, as we get in here, Jordi Alba, 6,500. It seems for the most part, a lot of these slates, a lot of these World Cup slates, paying up for defender, especially over 6K for defender, just doesn't really work out. Alba has had a pretty solid tournament, but I mean he's not going 90s. He has those couple assists, which kind of boost his stats a little bit. But I mean, when you have Guerrero there, you already called Guerrero a lock at 4,800. But I want to bring up here, we got Cancelo here, 5,300. This is cheap Cancelo here. He hasn't shown a ton of upside in this tournament. We were at this point earlier this season, 2 months ago maybe for Manchester City, where Cancelo, he started at about 7K in price and he was down to 5K something and he went off. And we always had this conversation. It's like, well, he has his upside, so you can't, he's always in play basically. And because he's 5,300, like, what are your thoughts on him here? At 5,300, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think him and Guerrero are the best two plays, like on the slate, kind of by far. I mean, Alba's fine, but just like for the price, Alba's has a smaller floor than the Portugal guys, and yeah, he's more expensive and has a lower floor. Yeah, Cancelo, I mean, this isn't Manchester City, like. But yeah, I hear you. He's still a little bit underpriced. And so is Guerrero. I just say Guerrero because he'll probably take a set piece or two. Yeah. But yeah, they're the best two plays on the slate, right? By far, in my opinion.
In cash games, would you go with both of them?
I kind of think so. I'm like leaning towards it just initially. I don't really see why you wouldn't, I guess. Who like we can it's not maybe you wouldn't. I mean, yeah, there's other options. Just for me, after those three guys we talked about, Olmo, Ronaldo, Bruno, what's really the priority after that?
Yeah, like why do you need a center back? Why do you need a cheap defender? Like what else are
Right,
you
to
going
get up
with?
to who? Right, like who? Yeah, who are we getting up to? Is somebody getting up to like Asensio or I don't know, something? He's not even going to start. Yeah, I don't even know what you're getting up to. Shaqiri, another Spain forward somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, what if so Diogo Dalot had a pretty good start as a Portugal's last match. What if he started over Guerrero?
Oh.
Would you still feel the same about both Portugal defenders?
No. Then I'd just play Cancelo.
Okay, yeah.
I'd be worried. I'd be worried to play Dalot if, like, why wouldn't Guerrero? It doesn't make sense for Guerrero not to start to me.
A lot of people liked what Dalot was doing in that last game.
Oh, okay. Maybe then. I mean, to be honest, I think Dalot is a better defender. So I think it would make sense. Like Delo is a better player. I just always figured Guerrero's a left back, so they'll play him. But
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Cancelo is that you can move him around, and for the most part
yeah,
it
maybe
works out,
Cancelo is
so.
just a better play, just because he's too close to Guerrero. I don't know. You can play both of them though.
Yeah. Otherwise, for defender, you got the Moroccan guys. I'm not sure. You can't really look at Hakimi at 6,100. Carvajal
No.
is down here at 4K, and that's kind of it. Then you got center backs. I guess is Azpilicueta? No, he's him or Carvajal. Yeah, center backs. That's kind of it.
Mean, yeah, I think you probably want to play Carvajal. I don't know. I mean, looks bad. Him, did he get subbed? He get subbed at 45, or did he come on for Azpilicueta? I don't remember. One or the other. He came on
Let's
for him, I think.
find out. He came on for him.
Yeah, maybe Carvajal is better actually than one of the Portugal guys. I don't know. You could play all three though. I don't know.
Yeah.
4K for Carvajal is pretty good, I think, against Switzerland.
Yeah, I mean that might be a look in even if you go three defenders. Because in the build I have, you're sitting in this 4K-ish range.
Yeah, same. I mean, I'm sure we're looking at the same build. But just Carvajal in general might go a little bit overlooked, but 4K is probably too cheap. That game where he did nothing was against Germany and Morata didn't start. I don't know. He'll put some crosses in.
True. So would you actually rather look at Carvajal because if Morata starts more, just because of the
Yeah.
crosses to the okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's a big thing, actually.
As for center backs, I'd say no one stands out. What do we
Ruben
got?
Diaz is 3K. I
Pepe,
mean,
Ruben Diaz. Yeah, he's kind of cheap here.
I think, but yeah, nothing. I mean,
Yeah.
nothing stands out. Spain only have one center back because they're going to play Rodri, probably, right?
Which is super annoying, but
Switzerland, they have a min price guy. Elvedi's probably gonna start, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Diaz is cheap at 3K.
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, okay. So for goalkeeper, 46% clean sheet chance for Spain, 38% for Portugal, and we have Simone, Unai Simone, 5,600, Diego Costa, 5,300. You know, my first thought was go with Costa, go with Portugal, but, I mean, just looking at these odds, if I have the money, why not just go Simone?
Yeah, that's my thought too. I did that the last slate though, and he gave me -1, lost it for me pretty much single-handedly. That was fun. But yeah, I agree with you. If you have the money, you just do that. Like, why not?
Yeah. Should at this point, should we listen to the odds or should we listen to ourselves? I think for this one,
because Spain are slightly better than Portugal and Switzerland are slightly better than Morocco. So, you know, these odds like are actually legit.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Well,
I mean, it's just slightly, you know, just slightly.
One of my bets, I guess this article isn't out yet, but I'm going to say it anyway. One of my bets is Portugal to win in a shutout. So,
oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I mean, I'm not saying I don't like Portugal to win in a shutout, but I kind of like Spain to win in a shutout as well. But,
right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a problem there. Yeah, I would say Portugal and Switzerland have already played twice this year because they're in the same Nations League group. Switzerland, they won their last meeting 1-0. They got a goal in the first minute and then didn't really do anything else. I think the stats are off the top of my head. Switzerland had 10 shots in the two matches and 0.89 expected goals between those two matches. But yeah, I guess the odds make sense. As you said, the odds make sense, but it's just in the back of my mind that I'm just going to get screwed no matter who I play. So I don't really know. I don't know if it matters even talking about it at this point. So
you're on one of those runs, huh?
I'm on a little bit of a cold streak here in the round of 16. I'll just say that, but I'm on a goalkeeper cold streak for the entire tournament, it seems like, as well.
Yeah, that's annoying. We're going to turn it around.
So that's for cash games. Like, you can fit these guys in. You can fit the Portugal, you can fit the Spain keepers in for cash games. So you play those guys. I think that's pretty clear. Like, we have the money, you plug them in. In tournaments, would you prefer Bono? Would you prefer Somar? Do you have a preference here? I mean, we always say it's like, oh, we got Bruno and Ronaldo. Those guys take a bunch of shots and that kind of thing, but they haven't had a ton of.
They haven't. Yeah.
Spain's usually the efficient team that they don't usually. I mean, I guess anything can happen. So I don't think either of these guys really stand out to me. I'd say Somer, just because.
I would too. Yeah. I mean, you know, let's see. I mean, what did. I mean, Bruno took six shots last game against Uruguay. You know what I mean? Ronaldo took three. I mean, they are – I know I do say that because it's true most of the time. They do take more long shots than other players or more shots that end in saves than other players. And it's because they're capable of scoring those type of goals. But, yeah. Either goalie's fine. They're the same in tournaments. I would play whichever one makes more sense with my lineup, probably.
Yeah, I think the way Switzerland play, they just They just open up. They purposely play to allow shots from deep to allow for easy saves for Sommer. I think between him and Coble, they have 11 saves through 3 matches, and then Bono and Mohammadi have 4 saves, I want to say, through their 3 matches. I mean, this
There
isn't
you
always a
go.
guarantee, but yeah, I'd rather play Sommer, just because Spain, the way they
I
play.
would too. Yeah, I would too. And I can, I don't know. I think Switzerland have a better chance to win than Morocco.
There you go. All right, so looking in this utility spot before we talk a little more general tournaments here. So it's sitting in this, I don't know, between what you can go between 4.5 and below. If you already played a Sao or you already played a Chaka, what would you want in this utility spot here? I mean, there's a lot of uninspiring options. We
For
mentioned,
cash? Are we saying for cash?
yeah, say for cash. We got like Carvajal, we got Pedri, we got, I don't know, Laporte's in here. You got the center backs.
I think
Probably Carvajal, I guess.
it's pretty easy. Yeah, I think Carvajal and just in general. It's probably going to be three defenders. We already talking about Xhaka and Sao and these other guys. There's not any good cheap plays. So, I probably just want two Portugal defenders and a Spain defender.
Okay, let's turn this into GPP. I just noticed we have Ruben Neves down here at 3,500. Wolverhampton's Ruben Neves. He has two shots assisted. A guy who has scored, I don't know, many goals outside the box for Wolverhampton. Is he going to be in any of your tournament lineups?
Yeah, I don't mind that. I think you want him with another Portugal guy, though. I don't actually no, you could one up him too. I guess, we see him make those long shots quite often, but
Yeah, as we were
you
just
like
saying, like Switzerland like to funnel out for easy shots outside the box, and that's kind of Neves's specialty to some extent.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it makes sense. That is he's that is one of his specialties. I can get behind some Neves in tournaments for
I
sure.
mean, I just talked myself into playing him. I didn't initially see this, but he's
I mean, you,
3,500, so.
yeah, I mean, and as someone who's going to play Xhaka, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
Right.
So for these games here, real quickly, we got Brazil, South Korea. Nothing really changed for their lineups as I'm looking at them. So we got Hwang starting for South Korea. I think that's a big change, but
Nice.
otherwise Neymar is starting and Militao is playing right back.
Okay.
So how do you think these games are going to go? We kind of just said, both teams, both favorites to win in a scoreless draw. So how, if both these games are 2-0, how do we win tournaments? Do we find random goals? What's the best method here? Win with Bernardo Silva and João Felix? Is that kind of what we have to do? I mean, Felix has been pretty good when playing, I'd say.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of options. Okay, so João Felix is one. That's one that I would have said. If we're looking to play that route where it goes as expected, so say yeah, 2-0, 2-0, or something like that. It's tough to get two different though. João Felix, yeah, I was gonna say maybe. Maybe you stack one of the games and don't know. I mean, no, I mean, you can't, you have to like script both of them out, I guess. And like, that's what I'm going to do and make a lineup that would fit each scenario. Like, if you're going to fade, like, Bruno's a tough fade. If you're going to fade Bruno, there's got to be some. Probably some early Portugal goals that aren't from Bruno. Or if you're going to fade Bruno, there's got to be some big scores from Spain guys, or big scores from two Portugal guys. Yeah, you know, this slate is, there's not too much you can do. It's at least in my opinion, if you're going to play those scores.
Well, are you going to play those scores? Are you thinking something else?
If I wasn't, like, I think Mbolo's interesting. No one's going to pay 7,100 for him. I don't know. You know, you're on this Portugal clean sheet. I think Switzerland could score. He seems most
I mean, sure,
likely.
anyone can score. Morocco can score.
That's what I mean. I mean, what? Are you just going to click on some underdog forwards randomly? You could do that too. I mean, it's what happens in the World Cup. It's what happens in soccer. It's what happens in two-game slates. I mean, anything can happen.
I'm trying. I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do. I'm def. I'm. I talk myself. I'm gonna have Neves. I'm gonna have Ruben Neves.
Like,
Who's better to fade,
I mean,
Ronaldo or Bruno?
I
Who's
feel
better to
like that's
fade?
a bad answer. Like, should I tell you like exactly what I think just the best plays are? Who's better to fade, Ronaldo or Bruno? I think Bruno's pretty likely to get there on this slate. Yeah, right, Ronaldo. I think you probably fade Ronaldo then.
Ronaldo. Four shots, three shots, two shots. I'm always in the fade Ronaldo camp. I'd have to say that this 78 price, 7,800 price tag is scary, but I mean we do have João Felix here in that same range, so you could make an easy pivot right there to Felix. If you still want
Like,
to be
but
in that Portugal
the
side.
Bruno one's an interesting one. And just there's plays like that in general on two-game slates all the time, guys with high floors. Think of like a KDB or like a Son on a two-game slate. I made this mistake, Son on Tottenham. I mean, I made this mistake with him a couple times. Like, if you're going to fade them, like, there's got to, specific things have to happen. I don't know. You know, I just, there's
Portugal
got to
need to
be goals,
score two
or
goals.
there's got to be goals on the slate, like most likely. Like, just look at these teams where the floor points are. Like, there's probably not many floor points on Morocco, and probably not that many on Switzerland. And Spain have a lot of guys that get subbed. Almo hasn't been getting subbed, so he's the one with the floor. Morata, he doesn't have much of a floor. The other attackers get subbed. Their midfielders, yeah. Their defenders, not really much of floor. So, like, that means Bruno's going to be in the winning lineup a lot. So, at least in my opinion. So, you can't just fade him for no reason, or fade him and then play a lineup that has all floor players. You're just never going to win. So, like,
Well, I think
I don't
what you
know.
need for that to actually work, even in like a 2-0 build, Portugal get two goals in the first 45, first 30 minutes, whatever. Bruno's not involved in
Right.
either of them. And then
Right.
Switzerland have to do a little more pushing for the
Yeah.
majority of the game. I
That
mean, that's.
happens that yeah, that's a common scenario. And it even and Bruno gets subbed at 70 minutes in those scenarios too sometimes. Like, so you got to think of that stuff for sure. So yeah, like if I fade Bruno, maybe I play Ronaldo and João Felix together. I think
And
that's a
Bernardo.
Sure, that's fine too. Throw another one in there. But yeah, for the most part,
For the most part, there's only so many guys we can talk about here.
yeah, and I can see these games being like pretty cagey. I mean, look at the implied totals, and like that's why tournament it's hard to say a tournament strategy on these two game slates. Sometimes it's just the optimal strategy if you think you know what's going to happen. Like, this is like a rivalry, Spain and Morocco, and Morocco's got a lot of fans there. They're going to be up for that game. I don't
That's a good
know.
point.
Like,
I think there's a chance both Morocco and Switzerland only get five shots, and
Right, that's what I mean. So like how this is where like how different, that's why I said like how different can you get? Sometimes when you get different, you're just it's too suboptimal. You're just like asking for too much. Trust me, I try it all the time, especially more recently. I try to make like too bold of fades here and there.
How do we feel about Ziyech?
Yeah, I think that's a good tournament play. Just because he can make a free kick or assist from, they'll have a couple set pieces. We've seen Spain get in these back and forth games. I mean, just because I don't like these guys for floor doesn't mean it can't happen. Morocco's been pretty good, better than I thought, actually. So, yeah, I like Ziyech for tournaments, but like, it's another thing where he. I don't know, like how popular will he be? It's only a two game slate,
He
and like
can't be
are
that
people,
popular, 8K.
no, he, I wouldn't think so, but like I just always feel like guys like that still are a little more popular than he should be. Like, if he's, I don't know,
Yeah.
he's not going to be popular, not compared to these other guys. I think it's a fine play.
Yeah, I'm just looking at Spain's recent games, trying to figure out if it's worth it to play Ziyech or not, but you basically need a goal or assist from him, so.
Yeah, it seems hard to get there on floor.
All right, you got anything else? This is pretty cut and dry two game slate for us.
It's a tough one to talk about when sometimes it's like that on these two games when the cash lineup is pretty simple like that. Yeah, one other thing. I think actually Hakimi is a pretty good tournament play, better than Ziyech. For a lot of reasons, but well, not a lot of reason, but in my opinion, he's better than Ziyech because the defenders aren't that great on this slate. Hakimi could end up with the highest floor on the slate. Like he could get, if Spain get an early goal, Morocco will chase. He can get to like 12, 13 floor points in any matchup, and there you just might need that. It might be about raw points on this slate, so that might be like a low-owned guy that I would take a chance on.
There we go. Hakimi's stats here through three games. He has six fouls drawn, 10 tackles won, and no fouls committed. So
He's just, yeah, it's such a bad matchup, but he's such a good player, especially offensively. Like he's got a great right foot, rocket of a shot. He's fast. He's good at crossing. He can do it all. He might not be like the greatest defender, but yeah, I like him for tournaments.
Yeah, I'd argue Morocco's probably the best part of their team is their back line. They have pretty solid group of guys there with Hakimi, with Saïss, Aguerd, Mizrahi. They have a pretty good back line, and that's kind of why they're here.
Definitely. Saïss can be a GPP guy. Because he's got a nose for goal. We've already seen him score a goal and score a goal that got chalked off and score those goals for Wolves in the past.
What if we
That,
did a
yeah, that.
Wolverhampton stack, even though Saïss is no longer on Wolverhampton? What if we did Saïss and Neves together? Only two goals on the slate. What do we think? Is that 20K?
You could. Yeah, that's 20K right there. That's 20K. You're right. If it happens.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look through the list, see if there's any more Wolves guys here, but doesn't seem like it. Diogo Jota is hurt, so he's not on their team. But all right, Ryan, you can find him at Ryan Belongi. I'm at RotoZadrike. We'll be back for the quarterfinals. We get a nice break. We finally get a break. I'm pretty excited for it. I'm really excited. I'm taking Wednesday off, getting the day off here finally. Ryan, thanks for doing these shows. We'll be back later in the week. RotoWire.com/soccer trial, free 2-day trial. Thanks for the kind comments from everyone as well. Thumbs up. We'll keep doing this. We'll see what the slates look like. We have more two game slates for the quarterfinals, and then it will be might be showdowns. I doubt they do a two game slates across 2 days, but maybe. I think they've done that in the past, so we'll see what happens though.
Yep.
Good luck, everyone. Good luck, Ryan. And we'll see everyone in a couple days.
Yep. Good luck, everybody. Thanks.